Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today we head south to a perfect little country town about 25 miles outside downtown Chicago, the village of Homewood. Come along as we explore the local sights and sounds on this edition of Your Hometown.
Homewood's village president is Rich Hofeld. Rich, have you got a sign there? Welcome to Homewood, the home of White Sox fans Jason Benetti and Chuck Garfine.
And a lot of White Sox fans.
A lot of fans out your way. Let's see, you have been there, living in Homewood for a long time, since 1970. What's been the biggest change out there?
Well, I think the development that's taken place on our Halsted Street corridor, which is the commercial corridor, and now we're concentrating on the downtown with a lot of transit-oriented development. We have 8 women-owned businesses, 4 of which are women of color. It's a vibrant downtown area. And now we're having the construction of a casino, which will be beginning on the periphery of town shortly.
When will that be finished? When will the casino be up and running?
And they estimate the construction time to be about 18 months, so I would imagine early 2024.
And that's off Interstate 80 near Halsted and 175th?
That's right, yes.
Four Diamond Casino. That's gonna bring a lot of traffic your way. And along with the casino, theaters, restaurants, other developments, what are you forecasting?
Exactly. Within the casino site, there's going to be a 16-story hotel. There's going to be an entertainment center, and of course, the casino itself, and then a 5-story parking garage.
And lots of jobs, hopefully.
That's really what the bottom line is. Construction jobs will be about 600, and after that, there'll be about 800 full-time jobs with the casino. And this is really a joint venture between our neighboring community and ourselves, East Hazelcrest. And we've been going after a casino site for about 10 years, and the Illinois Gaming Board awarded it to us in December of last year.
We've been talking about Washington Park. There used to be racing there, but you were around in the 70s when there were some great concerts there. Did you ever go to any of those?
I remember Tony Orlando and Dawn there. That was one of the first ones. Good Lord, yes.
Yeah, a lot of great shows there. Landecker and I emceed quite a few of them. And so on that site now, is it an industrial park now?
No, it's primarily retail on Halsted Street. As you go further to the west, then it's a light industrial area. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's still some homes around one of the original infield lakes from the old racetrack.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, it's the holiday weekend. Do you have some special events planned in Homewood?
I'm sorry?
For the July 4th festivities, what do you got going?
Yeah, the usual parade and the May activities down at the Isaac Walton Preserve. Do you have any plans for the 4th? You're welcome to join us.
Well, you know, I have my volunteer work with the Guardian Angels on the CTA, so I'm a little tied up. But it's also farmers market season, isn't it?
It sure is, and we have 2 farmers markets, one on a Saturday morning, which is truly the produce in the farmers market, and then we have one on a Wednesday evening, and that's more of a social gathering, and everyone in town seems to participate in that.
So Homewood Village President, okay, with it, I'm sure there are a few perks, but also a few problems. What's the toughest part of the job?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Probably dealing with the bureaucracy of other agencies.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say dealing with guys like you who interviewed me. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think every mayor would say the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. You got a favorite spot for breakfast? We always like to hear about that.
Sure, we have Blueberry Hill in town. We have Grady's Grill in town. Those are the 2 really big breakfast places. And then, of course, we have the original Aurelio's Pizza is here. Mm-hmm. Maple Tree Inn, mm-hmm. Asian Harbor, and my old standby, Bellagio. And we have a nice little restaurant in town called Twisted Q. And they have everything, every type of meal you'd like. I particularly like their ribs, their pulled pork sandwiches. Just a nice place to go to.
Yeah, I haven't been to Aurelio's in a while. I haven't had their pizza in a while, but they've been around a long time doing a great job, haven't they?
They sure have. They're a nice addition to the town, and their pizza is always consistent. People love to come in and go to Aurelio's and ask for the pizza from the old oven.
Yeah. Now, is that the original location?
And originally, they were on Ridge Road in Homewood, and then they had moved over to their existing location. Oh, good Lord, maybe.
It's been a long time.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Rich Hofeld, Homewood Village President. We're happy to feature Homewood today on WGN Radio. Good talking to you, and all the best for a really great holiday weekend.
Thanks very much. Come on out to Homewood.
Thank you, Rich.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.